You're listening to Illinois Edition. I'm Sean Crawford. A number of American cities have seen a spike in violent crime this year. It's not happening everywhere, but it is happening in Chicago.
We have a violent start to the Memorial Day weekend here in Chicago. At least three people are dead. 12 others have been hurt in shootings.
There were 66 murders in May compared to 46 last year, and murder arrests were up 4% last month.
Perhaps another disappointment is the city's high homicide numbers this year. It just finished the worst May for homicides in 21 years.
What's behind the crime wave of 2016? Does it represent a trend, and how could it affect the push to reduce the number of people sent to prison in Illinois? To try to get answers to those questions, Brian Mackey sat down with David Olson. He's a professor of criminal justice at Loyola University Chicago and a member of Governor Rauner's Commission on Criminal Justice and Sentencing Reform.
Is it too early to say now whether this represents some sort of trend? I mean, it certainly seems like we have had a lot of crime in Chicago, a lot of shootings in Chicago, and is it too soon to say it's a trend?
I think it is too soon to say it's a trend, just like it was too soon a couple of years ago when the homicide numbers decreased in Chicago to claim that we were going to see a dramatic decline in those crimes. Year-to-year fluctuations occur with everything, from the stock market to crime. So I think in order for it to really be a trend, it has to be something that we see consistently over a period of time. So when we see longer term trends, oftentimes we can articulate reasons behind those a little bit more effectively than year to year. I don't want to call them blips because the crimes are serious and we shouldn't make light of it. But year to year fluctuations always occur. If homicides were down by one, we'd say that there was a decline in homicides. That doesn't necessarily make it a trend.
We're at a unique moment now in America where criminal justice reform efforts are coming to fruition in a lot of states. Here in Illinois, you remember the Governor's Criminal Justice Reform Commission. In the past, when we've seen rises in the crime rate, there's been a sort of a reactionary approach to criminal justice. And we got truth in sentencing laws and we got increased prison sentences. Is there a danger in that potentially happening now?
I think there's always a danger with trying to come up with a very quick response to what oftentimes is a very complex social issue. So we experienced that in the 1980s. We saw increases in violence, increases in crime, and increased perceptions of drug use. And we responded very quickly from a legislative standpoint. It's really easy and quick to pass laws in response to problems. Oftentimes those aren't the solutions, though. So I think your point is a good one, and we're really at a point where we're having some more sophisticated dialogue and debate over what the appropriate policy responses are to crime. We're starting to use research and empirical evidence more to guide practice and policy. In many instances, we haven't really seen a lot of these policies fully implemented. So I don't want anyone to say, well, you see, we've started all these reforms, and now we're getting an increase in crime. A lot of the reforms have not yet been implemented or passed. So it's not fair to say that we've, you know, for example, in Illinois, many of the policy recommendations from the Governor's Commission, some of those have just been passed into law. They haven't yet been implemented. So you can't really point to those as saying it's those that are causing this one-year increase that we're seeing.
And of course, you have some politicians who will say, well, it's too easy access to firearms, or others who will say, well, then when the economy's been bad in Illinois, so of course crime's going to go up. What, from your standpoint, as somebody who studies this in an academic fashion, do we know why crime goes up and down like that?
We know why crime goes up and down in fairly broad terms, and it's usually not that simple or straightforward. If you point to the issue of the flow of guns into Chicago, and if that's articulated as a reason why we've seen an increase in shootings and homicides in Chicago, my question would be, are there more guns this year than there were last year? The concern about too many guns in Chicago has been a concern that's been raised for the last 20 or 30 years. So unless there was a dramatic increase for some reason in the last year of gun availability in Chicago, I don't know if I'd necessarily point to that as the reason. I think that you could point to changes in the economy that have occurred over the last year. You could point to things that have been reported in the media about how police officers are going about their work. I don't want to use the term fetal position, but since the mayor's used the term, I'll kind of refer to that. The idea behind that is if police are not as aggressive as they have historically been with looking for people who are breaking the laws as it pertains to illegal possession of firearms or illegal drug distribution. If they're not being proactive in making those kinds of arrests, that may in part be behind what is going on with respect to this increase. Because some of those people, had they been arrested and processed through jail and taken off the street for a period of time, that might have prevented or reduced their criminal activity as it relates to violence. But in addition to that, what we've also seen over the last year is struggles for social service providers to meet the needs in their communities. So if organizations aren't able to provide substance abuse treatment services or mental health services or help individuals that are struggling or homeless, that too could be behind some of this increase in violence. And then also, and what's been reported in the media, if there's a flare-up between gangs, if there's certain conflicts that gangs are encountering or engaging in that are unique this year that weren't necessarily as pervasive last year, that may also be behind this increase we've seen from one year to the next. Now, if next year we see another increase, then we're starting to see a trend. We're starting to see some change in the trajectory that crime trends have taken. We saw a fairly consistent increase in violent crime throughout the 1980s into the early 1990s, and then a fairly consistent decrease from the early 90s through 2000, and then it's been relatively stable. So to me, those are trends, those relatively long periods of time where we see some consistent direction and pattern. But one year going up or one year going down doesn't necessarily make for a substantial shift in the direction of crime.
I've heard a hypothesis about the relatively mild winter we had, El Nino. Could I mean, is there anything to that? We had a really harsh winter a few years ago with 18 inches of snow every couple of weeks.
I think you know, throw that into it. Throw that into the change in how police may be responding to crime, some shifts in the economy, some limited provision of social services, and the weather. I've talked about that before. I've raised this issue that some of the year-to-year fluctuation we see, you can attribute that to changes in weather. But I don't want to minimize it and say, well, if it's all about the weather, then I guess we can't do anything. It's not all about the weather, but weather clearly does play a role. If we have mild winters, if we have springs that are mild and there's not a lot of precipitation, we actually do see higher levels of crime. Not increases like we've seen in terms of crime, but some of that increase could be attributed to that. And the idea behind it is if the weather's nicer, people are more likely to be out and interact with each other. And if people interact with each other who have arguments or disagreements or beefs, then those arguments potentially can escalate to violence. So it isn't just that the weather's nice, so I think I'll go out and commit crime. It's the weather's nice, and as a result, I'm potentially going to encounter people who I either may disagree with and have disputes with, or I may be more likely to encounter potential victims if I'm an individual who seeks opportunities to commit crime based on victims being available. The obvious question is, so what do we do? How do we fix this? And I don't think it's anything that one single agency or organization will be able to do. The Chicago Police Department is going to do what they can do to try to address this. Some of it's going to include increased patrols, different patrol strategies, working to target those individuals who they think may be the ones behind this. But they're only one part of it. They can't control the weather. They can't control the availability of resources for social service providers. They can't control the economy. They can't control political rhetoric that may be creating a mood within large cities in America or in America in general that may be something that to some degree promotes aggression. So I think that's the important thing is, what do? We have to do a lot of things, and we have to do a lot of things that are coordinated and based on good evidence that what we're doing will actually improve the situation, as opposed to what may be quick and easy to do, but won't necessarily do anything to really address the problem other than maybe to satisfy a short-term political goal of showing that we're doing something, like let's make a crime punished more severely or let's do something like that, that in the long run won't necessarily address the problem as effectively as some of these other strategies.
That's David Olson. He's a professor of criminal justice at Loyola University in Chicago. He's also a member of the Illinois State Commission on Criminal Justice and Sentencing Reform. He spoke with our reporter, Brian Mackey.